responsible, and I support that too. Our government should be more fiscally responsible. But this is not what he voted for. And I believe him when he says that. And so I do think that people from all walks of life are have a lot more in common in response to what's happening in this administration, the harms that they are facilitating, than we have differences. I truly, truly believe that.
Well, I hate to say it, but with only two candidates, and unfortunately the other candidate with the Biden as her predecessor to be, she didn't get elected, but they said they felt they had no choice. And what happened during the last 4 years was not that appealing to them. And it's really discouraging because, you know, there's a lot of incredible spiritual candidates like Marianne Williamson. Imagine if Marianne Williamson was president, Beatrice. Imagine.
I know.
What would this country be like?
I think it ultimately, and I think that what you're saying is shared broadly, right? That in the last election, I think people wanted more choice.
Right.
You know, we've seen in previous elections where, you know, it's almost exciting when the field is wide to me, you know, whether it's a mayoral election or a city council election. I love when the field is wide and it gets to sort of, you know, come down to the best candidates based on, you know, the people who are voting. And I feel like some people don't view that positively, and I understand why it can be a lot to sort of weed through. But I love when we have choices, real choices to choose from different candidates who have to share what their perspectives are, what their policy priorities are. Sometimes, in my opinion, the person with the best policy priorities doesn't win because it's too academic or too, you know.
I want to interrupt you for a second because doesn't New York City had ranked choice voting?
That's right. New York City had ranked choice voting.
That's the way it should be all across the country. It should be a popular vote, and it should be ranked choice voting. And maybe we would get someone we deserve as president of the United States.
Yeah. I think, you know, anything that allows people to have more information when it comes to voting, this voting is such an incredible thing in this country. You know, it is it is such a powerful tool. You know, there are many tools on the table, but voting is one of the most robust tools we have at our disposal as everyday people, you know, who are not the sort of billionaire influencers who are funneling millions and billions of dollars into PACs and into people's campaigns. As everyday people, as everyday citizens, voting is one of the most powerful tools we have at our disposal. And I agree with you. I was definitely on the fence about ranked choice voting at first because it felt a little confusing. It felt, I didn't totally understand it at first, but as I, you know, sought to understand, as I asked questions, I realized that, yeah, it lets us really sit with the different candidates, and say, here's my top choice. I could live with this one and maybe even this one, but not that one, right?
Right,
it gives us sort of more options. And I love that. I love, you know, when we have a wide field and we get to sort of say, here's somebody whose policy priorities, whose desires for the city or the community that I live in match mine. And here's people who are close that I could live with, but, yeah, I agree. I think we need it more. I think we need, you know, to really honor that, you know, election integrity in this country is some of the best in the world. And this sort of desire to push misinformation around elections continues with this administration, but seems to only be when it's not working in their favor. I think what we're seeing across the country, but obviously starting in Texas with this, you know, gerrymandering, to get additional, you know, seats is disheartening. And I actually think it's a good thing that, you know, that on the other side or the other aisle, that folks are sort of countering. You know, I think there are some people that may feel as though it's...
With the conference today.
Thank you so much.
Bye for now. So we only have 10 seconds. Bye for now. So we only have 8 seconds. So stay tuned for Democracy Now! And we will be back with you in 2 weeks, Tom Walker.